Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Hanging out at Rogers Place tonight. I'll head down to Studio 99 for the face-off show at 7. Oilers set to take on the Arizona Coyotes. The puck will drop at around 8:52. It is a late one. It's a doubleheader for TNT. That's an American television station. The Penguins and the Avalanche are playing right now. 3:37 left in the first period. No score in that game. Kellen Kennedy back at the 6:30 Ched Broadcasting Compound. Kellen, how are you doing?
Doing good. How about you, Reader?
I am doing very well. People can get in touch at 780-496-0063. Hit me with a couple messages, buddy.
Sure. We'll open up with Furballs, who texts in and says...
Sorry, his name is Furballs.
Furballs. F-U-R-B-A-L-L-S. Okay.
Perhaps the less we look into the origin of that name, the better.
That'd be great, yes. The late game of the Saturday night doubleheader starts at 8, and on a Wednesday night it starts at 8:30. How dumb is that? How are you growing the game when it starts at 11 p.m. on the East Coast?
Well, yeah, that's a fair question. if you're a big hockey fan in the Eastern time zone, yeah, it's going to be almost 9 Mountain by the time this starts here. So, yes. Well, they want a doubleheader. They don't want any overlap, right? They don't want the Pittsburgh-Colorado game to be ending and this one already starting. So that's why they schedule them that way. I think we know, though, Furballs, if I could call you by your given name. I think we know, and I work in broadcasting, so... I guess you could blame the whole system, but I think television often gets its way. Well, often or all the time? NFL games start at certain times. I can remember back in the day, it wasn't that long ago, Monday Night Football would start at 7 Mountain Time. I think, what is it now, 6:20?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a little earlier now, but yeah, that used to be 9 Eastern. And, you know, Monday Night Football seemed to do okay. It eventually kind of got supplanted by Sunday Night Football, but that was the feature game for a long, long time in a week in the NFL. Yeah, I get the question. I'm even wondering, and I was talking about this with Chelsea earlier, I'm even wondering what the crowd is going to be like tonight, because this is a different rhythm for fans to come to games. Most weekday games in Edmonton start at 7, sometimes at 7:30. We've had a couple 6s and 6:30s when Toronto and Boston were here, and that's to make it more watchable in the East and still be fairly watchable here. This is unusual, you know, and Arizona, let's face it, is not a marquee draw. I'm curious to see what the crowd is going to be like. Might people say, I'm not coming tonight? Or might they say, well, the heck with it, I'll just stay up late and treat it like a Friday night or something like that. I don't know. But... I mean, that's just the world we live in. And we talk about this a lot with the Canadian Football League. TSN has a lot of say over when those games start. Nobody likes when the Elks have an 8 p.m. home game. But, yeah, sometimes there's a doubleheader, right? So I get the question. It is going to be, like, even I sort of feel a little unusual with the pace of my day and thinking ahead to how things are going to play out and the timing of our shows and things like that. What else do we have, Kellen?
Yeah, further to that there, Reed, it's worse when the Elks have an 8 p.m. home game on a Thursday night, and that's when the text lines blow up. But
anyway, because you get exhausted.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Matt McCulvert texts in and says, Wilkie double live tonight. It's like having a copy of Hysteria on double LP when I was a kid.
Well, that's quite a flattering comparison. I appreciate that.
He also goes on to add, and he says, his prediction tonight is there might be less than a normal attendance at Rogers tonight because of the weird start. He's predicting about 12,000, 12,500.
I don't know if it's going to be that low, but again, I'm wondering, because that's only about two-thirds full. I don't know if a third of Oilers fans would not come to a game. Well, could be wrong. Well, see, yeah, this game might be sold out. I don't know if it's going to be a full house there for this one. Again, it is unusual, and when the game is starting, that's usually, well, the second intermission for sure. I mean, there have even been, you know, swiftly played games where the third period would be starting or maybe a couple minutes old by the time it's 8:52. So it is different. Nobody seems to be a real fan of it. Having said that, I just got a text message from a buddy who's currently in Australia, and this game is starting in the afternoon for him. So he's quite thrilled.
Oh, that works.
So, yeah, how are we growing the game? We're growing it in Australia by having these start times. That's what they're doing. I don't know if that's the plan. I'll say this. It's quite unusual. And I remember when the schedule came out. When does it come out? Late June, I think it came out. Usually around the draft. I can't remember the exact day. But I remember looking at the schedule and seeing this game and thinking, I wonder if that's a mistake. And then realizing, no, that's not a mistake when it's going to start. So I guess we got to suck it up for this game. I mean, McDavid will be on national television in the United States, as the one texter Furball said. How many people are necessarily staying up to watch? Fair enough. John Shannon's on the Faceoff show tonight. Kellen, he gave us that the ratings stat.
It was, yeah, kind of rundown. Yeah.
Like, but it was a Sportsnet regional game gets more people, or almost as many people, in Alberta and Saskatchewan as a national game does. And it's something like that.
Exactly.
I'm probably somewhat misquoting him, but it was something like that. But again, hockey's much bigger in Canada than it is in the U.S. And I would think, you know, most Oilers fans are probably going to watch all of this one, especially if it's close. Maybe if the Oilers come out and roll tonight, maybe that'll affect viewership in the third period. But, you know, the Oilers are a big deal. So, you know, when the games are on, people are going to make an effort to watch. Okay. We're going to take a quick time out here. You've probably looked at the website. You've probably heard Bob and I talking about it. It's MoneyPuck. It's MoneyPuck.com. And it says the Oilers have a pretty good chance at the Stanley Cup when you factor in all the percentages and all the calculations that they do. We're going to dive deeper into that site and why they like the Oilers when we get back.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Oilers and Coyotes coming up around 8:50 tonight. We'll transition to the Faceoff show at 7. A little different look here at the Oilers and the National Hockey League. The website is MoneyPuck. The creator is Peter Tanner. Peter, welcome to Inside Sports. How are you doing?
Pretty good, yeah?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure to catch up with you. So what do we call you? The creator of MoneyPuck? The inventor of MoneyPuck? How do you refer to yourself with MoneyPuck?
Creator sounds good. Yeah, sure.
Creator's good enough? Well, so what's a little bit of your, before we dive headlong into the hockey stuff, what's a little bit of your story that led you to think you wanted to get something like MoneyPuck going?
Yeah, great question. Well, I've always been a hockey fan growing up. Played hockey for about 20 years. And in my career, I focused on analytics as a day job. And then in 2014, I went to like the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference with some friends. And they actually have a paper competition for it. And I submitted a paper to it on predicting concussions in hockey. And it did not win. but actually a journalist from the New York Times found it and wrote an article about it. So that kind of inspired me to do more analytics in hockey. I think the next year I wrote an article for the 538 website about predicting which coaches will get fired. And then I started Money Puck about a year after that. And the first feature on it was in-game win probability. I'd seen that for Super Bowl games, and I thought that was really cool, and nothing like that existed for hockey yet. So it started out with just that one feature, and then that was in 2015. So over the years, I've kind of slowly built more features out for it, including playoff odds, which were always a hot topic. And it's kind of slowly grown over time.
I don't know if difficult is the right word. I think it's the right word. How difficult or challenging was it, and is it perhaps still, to get noticed in the landscape of hockey coverage in Canada? I mean, there's guys like me that work for stations that broadcast the games, and now with the good old internet, there's more people than ever who want to chime in and have stats. Like, how difficult was it for you to get noticed, and then maybe when did you notice, oh, Money Puck actually has a little bit of momentum here?
Yeah, the first person who I recall who kind of was like a fan of it was like Rob Volman, who now works for the Los Angeles Kings. And back then he was well known on Twitter, and I really appreciated his support for that. And then I guess slowly it's gotten more mainstream as analytics and hockey have gotten more mainstream as well. Has been like featured on TV several times too. So I think it's over time it's gotten easier for analytics and hockey and Money Puck to get noticed and get talked about. Often I'm actually surprised on how passionate people are about what Money Puck is saying. It is just a model in math, not anyone's opinion. So I'm always surprised how it can enrage people or really excite people. But like over the years, it certainly has grown a lot.
Well, you should get used to people being enraged, I'm sure. But okay. Peter Tanner joining us tonight, the creator of Money Puck, excellent website, excellent resource. So Money Puck likes the Oilers.
It does.
How come?
So a couple things it likes about the Oilers. One is the Oilers' expected goals. So expected goals is basically a concept of weighting the quality of shots that each team gets. So say an expected goal from like a one-timer on a power play might be worth 0.3 expected goals because it's a 3% chance of being a goal. Well, maybe a point shot while shorthanded is only worth 0.1 expected goals. So you sum up all those expected goals for each team and see which teams are creating more expected goals versus giving up expected goals. And that is actually a great predictor of long-term success in hockey. And the Oilers have been doing very well on that in the second half of the season. So if you go on the moneypuck.com website, you can look at the Oilers stats. The first half of the season, they were basically about average on expected goals. In the second half of the season, they're actually one of the top teams. So that's a good sign for the Oilers doing well in the playoffs. Second thing Moneypuck really likes about the Oilers' playoff chances is that their division is not very good. So if the Oilers were in the Eastern Conference, they wouldn't have great chances. But being in the Pacific Division, their first two or even first three playoff appointments will be quite easy compared to what the Eastern Conference teams like Boston will have to go through.
Okay. I'm glad how you explained that. And it is interesting to see, because I think as of today, you guys actually have them as the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, so to speak.
Yeah, 12, I think 12%, they're second behind the Carolina Hurricanes.
Or behind Carolina, sorry.
Yeah, and actually, our model doesn't think the Oilers are as good of a team as the Boston Bruins, but because of their path, they actually have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup.
Okay, which is really interesting. So what's next? I mean, you just want to keep doing the same type of thing. You want to find other ways to predict other things that are going to happen, because it's such an interesting field, right? So where do you take it next, do you think?
Great question. I'd probably love to do more individual player predictions, like how many points a player will get in a given game, or shots and goals. I do make all the Money Puck data public, and sometimes people will use that to build their own models off of as well. So this is to predict shots in each game. So I'd love to do more of that type of stuff, and I think that would help out for fantasy hockey people.
Okay. When you wrote, so you said the first thing you wrote that got some traction was predicting which coach was going to be fired?
So that was before I started Money Puck. So I wrote a article for the 538 website about predicting which coaches are likely to get fired, and what the main signs are a coach will get fired. And a lot of that is fairly intuitive. I think one thing that really jumped out was if the coach was not hired by the current GM, they are much more likely to get fired, even if they've been coaching for multiple years.
And so did you assign a probability to every coach then? Do you try to make everything sort of a numbers destination?
Yeah, so that's where we worked back then. The article is quite old now, so all those coaches have probably, they must have been all fired by now. But yeah, that's the way it works. And basically for that article, I collected about over a decade worth of data on NHL coaches being fired, to see what themes there are about it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So when people are mad at you, what are they mad at you about?
Yeah, so it's usually saying that their team is unlikely to make the playoffs or win the Stanley Cup, or some other team which they hate has better odds. I've probably been accused of being a fan of every team, and like I saw on Twitter, someone was accusing me of being from New Jersey a few days ago, which I thought was pretty funny. So there's a lot of that. And I guess what I find a bit surprising is that, like, if you look at my Stanley Cup odds, like even the best teams are slightly above 10% odds, right? Which means there's a 90% chance they're not going to win the cup. So I think a lot of fans get worked over. Like, my team is 6%, and this other team is 7%. But chances are they are both going to lose.
Right. It's very hard to win the Stanley Cup.
It is. There are 32 teams. Like, on average, that's like 3% per team each year.
Okay. So from your, and you can answer this from your analytics perspective, or just your perspective of having watched a lot of hockey in your life. When you see what McDavid is accomplishing this year, what do you think?
Yeah, so I mean, it is amazing. So this is one of the best seasons in a very, very long time. Also very impressive that he's doing it in a league that has a very different scoring rate than back in the 1980s, when it was easier to put up points like that. So it is like very impressive.
Okay. Well, Peter, I appreciate you telling your story and Money Puck story. It really is an interesting website, and I love how you took your hockey fandom and your strength in analytics and kind of combined them and gave fans something to refer to and think about, and as you have argued, sometimes get angry about, which is I guess maybe part of the fun of being a sports fan as well. Hey, I hope we can talk again. Maybe we can touch base during the postseason.
For sure,
and see
yeah.
what you have as it rolls along. Thanks for hopping on tonight.
All right. Thanks, Reed.
That is Peter Tanner. Now you know the gentleman behind the website, moneypuck.com. So as he told you, they got Carolina as the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, the Oilers as the second favorite. And he clarified that he doesn't actually think the Oilers are the second best team in the league, but they factor in the path to the Stanley Cup final. So basically he thinks the Oilers are the best team in the Western Conference, the way he breaks it down. That was good to talk to Peter Tanner. Interesting story how he got that going, how he first wrote it up. And as he said, a lot of people get mad at him because if they don't like what he's saying about the projections for their favorite team, they take it a little personally. But as he said, he's just crunching the numbers. Okay, so here's what I can tell you. The Oilers and the Coyotes getting set to go tonight at Rogers Place. Edmonton 40-23-8. They've won four in a row. The Coyotes had an eight-game point streak snap last night for the Winnipeg Jets. They are 27-33-11. Skinner and Ingram is the expected goaltending matchup this evening. Zach Cassian didn't play last night. Not sure if we're going to see the former Oiler in this one. The face-off show, Bob Stauffer standing by. John Shannon is going to be here. Of course, Rob Brown and Cam Moon. Ryan Stone is going to be our Oilers alum guest tonight. Thanks to Dave Campbell. He's the producer of Inside Sports. Your studio producer this evening is Kellen Kennedy. My name's Reed. Talk to you in a few minutes.
Not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.